Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. We are joined now by Sean Stone, the arts editor of Metroland, to tell us about what is happening on area stages and screens. It's always a pleasure to welcome Sean to our program. Graham McKenna would normally be with us. Graham is out today, so we just remind you to check out what's going on over at the Linda by going to thelinda.org, thelinda.org. Sean, good morning. How are you, sir?
I am delightful.
You are delightful.
So I heard you were at Paul McCartney, too.
I was. I was actually looking for you, but there were 17,000 people there, and oddly enough, I couldn't find you. But it was, what did you think?
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. I think, somebody wrote on, I believe, on my Facebook page that it was a concert that sort of, that you will measure all other concerts by. And I think another comment that was made to me, which was, you're seeing a guy who is not what we often say when we're talking about artists, arguably the best, but you are seeing the best. I thought those were
wrote this in my review that I'm never going to see anything as good.
Yeah.
And it's interesting too, because I think we're kind of sort of at the end of the arena rock era.
Yes.
I just don't see it outlasting these guys. And McCartney, was there right at the beginning in the 70s, with those big wings show. And he loves it. I mean, he was clearly having a great time. I mean, you don't stay up there for 3 hours at age 72, with exploding gas jets that you can feel in the audience. That must be killing them on stage. You don't do that if you're not loving what you're doing.
It was, I agree with you entirely, that love, and I mean, some of that may have had to do with, being off the road for a little while and coming back. But I have to say that it was, I'm entering territory that may come off being corny, but I will say it anyway, which is, I was just proud of Albany that night. I was sitting in the audience and I was just like, this is a huge show, and you have people from all over. I mean, there were people from all over the state, all over the region. People were traveling to come to the show, but also a lot of local people as well. And I think it was just a great thing for the city, a great thing for the community, and just a damn good show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it was a really memorable night.
Yeah, and so it's is it worth the money? Yeah, I thought it was. it was like I spent a lot of money on my ticket, and I felt like I got my money's worth out of it. It was like, all right, that's good.
And I owe it all to it just falling into my lap. The original critic backed out.
Oh, there you go. Excellent. That's even better. So I don't.
Yep.
How? Why would they back out? But anyway,
who knows?
You lucked out. So that has passed, unfortunately, but we have other wonderful things happening in our region. So let us talk about the ballet in town.
Yes, we're right in the middle of the New York City Ballet's Week at SPAC in Saratoga Springs. They're there tonight. They're there tomorrow, and they're there Saturday. I think there's a matinee today, actually.
Yes.
So today would be a good day to see the ballet. Skip out of work.
Yeah, that's right. Skip out of work.
Opening, and also opening tonight, Bard Summerscape, that sort of cultural juggernaut down the Hudson, continues with the play Love in the Wars. Bard Summerscape always takes its theme from the Bard Music Festival. This year it's Schubert and His World, which means this is a world premiere. It's translated from a German work based on Greek legends, but it's done in modern dress. Looks pretty cool.
Love in the Wars.
Also tonight, the Theater Barn in New Lebanon opens their production of Black Coffee. This is an Hercule Poirot mystery by Agatha Christie.
Oh, so that'll be it'll be a head scratcher.
Yes,
those are fun.
Exciting.
At the Theater Barn in New Lebanon. All right, what else?
Okay, we got an art exhibit opening Friday at the University Art Museum. That's at the University at Albany. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. It's called Mary Reed Kelly, Working Objects and Videos. She's a video artist, and it's going to be showing both her video art and the sets and costumes she used to create it. This is really interesting stuff. I would encourage people to go to, you know, the University Art Museum's website and check it out.
University Art Museum in UAlbany and opens on the 11th. Okay.
Yeah. Also, tomorrow, previews open at the Capitol Repertory Theater for Smokey Joe's Cafe. This is, of course, the big Lieber-Stoller review. You'll know every song in the show, basically.
Which is fun sometimes, sure.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
And also, Friday night, the New York State Summer Writers Institute at Skidmore College. The guest author will be Joyce Carol Oates.
The very prolific, always interesting, always enigmatic, I think is a good word, Joyce Carol Oates.
Yeah, she's really good at Twitter, too, oddly enough. Just yeah. Throwing that out there.
Okay, all right.
Saturday at the Empire State Plaza from noon to 5 p.m., it's GE Kids Day. This year's featured cartoon character is Mike the Knight. Every year it reminds me that I am old and have no connection to children because I look at those characters and say, who's that? Okay, Mike the Knight, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either, but whatever. Yeah.
Who knows? And Saturday and Sunday at Fulton Montgomery Community College in Johnstown, this is Rain or Shine, it's the Buck Moon Arts Festival. Arts, crafts, art workshops, dance, performances, kids fun, and vendors. And that's Saturday and Sunday. There's three big movies opening this week. Well, one big movie and two small movies.
Okay. Tell us
about
those.
The big movie, of course, it's on like 12 billion screens, is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yep.
Looks interesting. I'm a little disappointed they skipped over the apocalypse. Oh. I kind of like that stuff.
All right. And
they're just going from the, going straight to like, you know, the apes sort of taking over or something. I
and
don't know.
Who's in this?
Kerry Russell, Jason Clark, Gary Oldman.
All right. Okay.
And, of course, Andy Serkis, you know,
and
in his motion capture suit as the ape. Then we have Begin Again, which is a sort of serious romantic comedy. It's from John Carney, who directed Once. It stars Keira Knightley and Mark Ruffalo. That looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does look good.
And then there is Third Person, which is the latest multi-story all-star thing from Paul Haggis, who gave us Crash.
All right. That is Third Person, Begin Again, and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. You can find out more information about all of the wonderful stuff happening in our region by going to metroland.net or pick up a copy. It is out and about, and Sean is the arts editor for said publication. Sean, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us. We'll talk next week.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.